And tomorrow, come on, hallelujah, is a God catch thee over thee. You, God will take care of you. God will take care of you upon thee over. And he shall not much more clothe you. Come on. Oh, ye little of faith. Oh, ye little of faith. Little of faith. Your faith got to come up. You got to trust God in what he said he's going to do. God bless you, Evangelist Green. God, he's going to take care of you. Your faith got to be so ignited in God. You got to believe if God is going to do it, you got to believe God will do it. You got to believe it. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of you. Once you seek ye first, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Again, don't seek it for the fish and loaves. Again, don't seek it for material things. But come to seek him, to know him in the power of his might. Come on, in the fellowship of his suffering. Come on, hallelujah. I come to know him. I come to know him. I come to seek him. Why? Because I want to know him. I just don't want to know of him, but I want to know him. Come on. And how did that come by? It come by spending time with him. Come on, hallelujah. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, all these righteousness shall be added unto you if you seek God first. If you seek him first, if you trust him. Come on, trust him when you can't trace him. Come on here. Trust him when you don't understand him. Why? Because I'm seeking you, and I'm not leaning to my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm acknowledging you because, God, I'm seeking you first. I'm putting you first. Come on, let them say what they want to say. Oh, you're seeking God. Let them say what they want to say. Oh, you're trusting in God again. Let them say what they want to say, because if we don't trust in God, who are we going to trust in? The Bible even says this. The word said this. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. My word is going to stand forevermore. So guess what? I'd rather seek God. I'd rather put my trust in God than the material things on earth. Because guess what? It's going to pass away. It's going to pass away. Everything we possess, everything we got now, it's going to pass away. But we must put our trust and we must put our hope, come on, in God. We must do what? Acknowledge him in what? All our ways. Come on. We must never lean to our own understanding. A lot of us has messed up because down through the years, we didn't seek God first. Come on. We didn't seek God first in anything that we did. We just did it. And then we made a shipwreck. And then we want to say, God, charge God foolish, because we did not put him first. We did not seek him first. Come on. If we would have seeked him first, with some of this stuff that we've gone through, we wouldn't have went through it. Come on. We wouldn't have went through it like that. Why? Because we put him first. We seek him first. We seek him first. We inquire. I'm reminded, come on, of Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. When Jehoshaphat was going up against the battle, and he set himself to seek the Lord. Come on. You got to set yourself to seek the Lord in everything. In everything. Come on. Just don't make that hasty decision without seeking God first. And he's going to do what? He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to direct your pathway. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. Yes, he will. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. You ask God. You inquire of God. Come on. And what you do, you inquire of God. Somebody out there, you got to make a decision. Don't make it without seeking God. Somebody, you don't understand what to do, seek God about it. Seek him first. Say, God, I'll allow you to tell me what to do. God, I'll allow you to order my footsteps. I'll allow you to tell me what to say. Come on. Give me what to say. I don't know what to say, but give me what to say. I'm seeking you first because I want you to lead me. I want you to guide me. I want you, come on here, to know that my footsteps are being ordered by you. Come on, somebody. This is what we believe. This is what we believe. This is what we believe. This is what we believe today, that our God reigns and our God lives no matter what is going on, no matter what it looks like. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will seek him throughout the day. Come on. We will seek him like never before. We will seek him to come to know him. Come on. We want to know him today. Do you want to know him? Come on. We don't want to know him through other things, but we want to know him through the Spirit. We want to know him through the Spirit. Come on. And by the Spirit. Come on. I'm telling you, when you seek God first, you will not go lacking. When you seek God first, there will be nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. When you seek God first, come on. We got to put God first. We got to go back. We got to go back to the original foundation. We got to go back. Come on. In the beginning, where's the Word? And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And without him, there was nothing made. You got to go back to the original foundation because it was already into the frame. It's already in the frame. We must seek him first. Come on. We must inquire of him first. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. We got to. We must seek him first. Because he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Come on. Let's go back. Let's go back to the old landmark. When I said the old landmark, I'm talking about seeking God. I ain't talking about going back to our old ways. I'm talking about going back to his ways. His ways. The old landmark. He said, seek for the old path and walk therein. We got to walk in the old pathway. We can't walk in this new stuff. Come on. This new stuff does not have no substance. This new stuff don't have no balance. But when we walk into the Word of God, seeking him, trusting him with everything that's in us. Come on. And he won't let us down. He won't let you down. He will bring you out. He will bring you through. He is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. He is a healer. He is a rewarder to them that do what diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. He's going to take care of you. Have no fear. Have no doubt. He will make a way out of no way. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him today. Do you trust him? Trust him tomorrow. Do you trust him? Will you trust him? Come on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still Jehovah Shabbat. He's still Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a healer for your body. Yes, he is. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor in the sick room. Trust God today. Would you trust him? Would you trust him? Come on. Will you give him a chance? You say, Apostle, I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast. And I don't know. I just heard you say something about trust. I've been hurt so many times. I've been let down so many times by so many people. Why? Because we're trusting in the wrong thing. And we're seeking after the wrong thing. But first he seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us according to Matthew's 6th chapter. And according to the 30th verse, what we read from the 30th all the way down to the 34th verse. Seek ye first. You got to seek him. God will take care of you. He will take care of you. He will bring you out. He will make a way out of no way. Come on, somebody. God bless you, Pastor. God bless your prophet, Edward Mike Knight. God bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Pastor Edwards, God bless you. I'm telling you, God will make a way out of no way. He will open up doors. He will bring you through if you seek him first. If you seek him first. We got to go back. We got to go back to the original blueprint. And that's in trusting God. That's in trusting God, allowing God to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Again, right here in this verse, 33rd verse, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's going to be added unto you. Listen, I'm getting ready to open up these phone lines. I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines. And I'm getting ready to open up to give you an opportunity to call in for prayer. I'm getting ready to give you an opportunity to call in to say, I want to seek first the kingdom of God. I want to seek God first. I've tried to seek everything first. I've tried to put everything first. But today I want to put God first. Today I want to seek him, not from what he can give me. I want to seek to come to know him in the power of his might, in the fellowship of his son. I want to know God in a different way. Because things does not make us. Again, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. The phone lines are open right now. Air code 321-632-1000. Come on. Who will be the first caller? They say, Apostle, I want to seek God to come to know him better than what I know him. Because I know him for things. I just don't want to know him for things. I want to know him for his power and who he is. Come on, in my life. You may say, well, I'm not saved. Again, you don't have to write a letter. You don't have to be voted on to see if you want to come, he'll come into your life. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, prophetess, for putting the number up there. Again, air code 321-632-1000. He'll save you. Seek you first the kingdom of God. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. This is putting God first. Come on. He said, you have not because you ask not. This is putting God first. And if he did this, what he said, if he closed the field of the grass, come on, how much more will he do for us? And then we take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will do what? Take care of himself. God will take care of you right now in the state that you're in. Bring you out because you're seeking him first. How about it? Come on. Phone lines are open. Phone lines are open to you right now. Just for you to call in. Say, Apostle, I want you to pray with me or pray for me. Come on. Call in. I'm waiting for your call. The lines are open again for you. Hallelujah. You got time. You got a few more minutes. Got some time now to call in. After a while, the phone lines will be cut off. You can't call in until Monday. But today is the day, right now, while you seek first the kingdom of God, to call in. Amen. Touch and agree. We are touch and agree with you. You touch and agree with me. Amen. And we believe God. If you're seeking him first, he'll give you what you need. He's going to take care of you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. Come on. Hallelujah. He can do it. I believe it. What about you? What about you? Oh, ye little faith, do you believe God? Oh, ye little faith, do you know God? Hallelujah. Trust him when you can't trace him again. Amen. He's still God, and he's able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. Come on. Hallelujah. You're out there. You're out there, and it's just easy to pick up this phone line. The number's right there. Those of you that can see it, and if you can't see it, I'll say it. Error code 321-632-1000. You're riding along in your car and you're taking care of business. And you say, I just want to acknowledge God first. I want to put God first in everything I do. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. It's the day. Today is the day. Right now. Don't put out the day for tomorrow. He will take care of you right now. He will open up doors right now. He will bring you through it right now. Come on. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Come on. And all these things will be added unto you. In your seeking, he will add these things to you. Don't seek him for the things because he already going to take care. He's going to supply. But seek him to come to know him. His love. Seek him to come to know him in the power of his might. Come on. Let God do it. Let God bring you out. Let God turn situations around. Come on, somebody. God is a God that can. God is a God that will turn things around. Oh, my God. He's a God that can do anything. But we seek him first. We seek him first. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor. Prophet McKnight. God bless you. I'm telling you, he will do it if you believe him. You're out there today. You're going through circumstances. In situation, you say, Apostle, I've been doing it wrong. I've been doing it wrong. But I hear what you're saying. And I want to put God first. I want to seek him first. Again, the phone lines are open for you today. Right now. Right now. Any two touch and agree. I touch and agree with you. Touch and agree with me. Any two touch and agree. He said he's in the midst of us right now. Phone lines are open. Waiting for your call. And then again, you say, well, Pastor, I just want you to pray for me. I just want you to pray for me while I'm in the midst of seeking God. That I don't fear. That I don't fret. That I don't allow the enemy to bring fear on me. Come on. Call in. Come on. We can pray. And we'll believe God that he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Robin. God bless you. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. If you trust him. If you trust him. You say, well, Pastor, I'm trusting him. And it seems like everything is still not working out right for me. Listen. In the midst of what you're in, he's still God. In the midst of what you're in, he's still there with you, and he's bringing you through it. He's bringing you out of it. You just got to trust him. Continue to seek him first. Come on. Don't put him on the back burner. He said, well, I've been seeking God. Ain't nothing happening. Because why? You think ain't nothing happening. God is still working on your behalf, even when you don't even see it. Even when you don't feel it, even when you don't understand it, he's still working on your behalf. Amen? Come on. Phone lines are open again. Thank you again for putting the number up. Again, you may not be able to see it. You may be able to just to hear it. Error code 321-632-1000. Call in. I'm waiting for your call. Right here by the phone. Waiting for the engineer to put you through. Come on. Call in and say, I trust God. I put him first. I seek God first, according to what the scripture, what we just read this morning. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all, not half, not part, all his righteousness. Come on. All his righteousness. He's got more than enough for you. He got more than enough for you. He got more than you can handle. Come on. He won't put no more on you than you can bear. So guess what? When you seek it first, he's going to do it. He's going to add it to you. He's going to add, not subtract. He's going to add to you. He's going to be added to you. Why? Because you're seeking him first. Good morning, daughter. He's going to add it to you. He's going to add it to you. Come on. It's going to be added unto you. Why? Because you're seeking him first according to what the scripture says. Right here again. You may say, well, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. Matthew's, we come from Matthew's 6th chapter in the 30th verse. Anyway, a main verse we're talking about, the 33rd verse, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. That's when you seek him first. That's when you put him first. That's when you acknowledge him first. He's going to add everything you need. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. He's that kind of God. But we got to have faith. We got to trust him. Trust him today. What do you say about it? Trust him. I'm still waiting. Still waiting for your call. Pick up that phone. You say, Apostle, I just want you to pray for me. I pray for you. I'm like Jesus told Simon. He said, Simon, I pray for you. Hallelujah. I pray for you. Why? Because Satan decided to do what? Sift us as wheat. Sift you as wheat. But I pray for you that your faith fail you not while you trust in God. Why you not leaning to your own understanding? Come on. And you die in all your ways. Acknowledge him. And he's going to do what? Direct your path. Why? Because I'm trusting him. And I'm not leaning to my own understanding. Come on. Got a few more minutes, call us. Come on. Got a few more minutes. God bless you, Evangelist Blackman. Come on. Got a few more minutes. I trust God. Who'll be the one that call in? Who'll be the one to call in and say, Apostle, pray with me? Who'll be the one that call in and say, Apostle, I want to give my life to the Lord. I want to trust him today because I'm seeking after the wrong thing. I'm seeking after the wrong thing. I'm seeking after all the other things. But I want to seek him first. I want to seek him first now. Come on, you're out there. You're out there under the sound of my voice. You're tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Come on, pick up that phone line. Call in. He is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. He will pay Yes, he will. He will take care of you. Yes, he will. He will make a way out of no way for you. But you got to trust him. Trust him with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will do what? Direct your path. Come on, somebody. I trust God today. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Put the coffee down. Wake up. Come on. Push the pancakes back. Come on. And trust God today. What you say about it? Apostle, I'm going through. I just need somebody to pray with me. Apostle, I just need somebody to pray for me. Here I am. Here we are. Touch and agree. We'll believe God. What you say about it? Phone lines are open again. Soon be cut off. But the phone lines are open for you today. For you to call in. And for you to touch and agree with me. And I touch and agree with you. That if you seek him first, all these things will be added unto you. All these things. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Nothing broken. All these things will be added unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to say happy birthday to Pastor Deborah Davis. God bless you, woman of God. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Yes, in the church of tomorrow. God bless you. Yes, celebrating her birthday. God bless you. I want you to know this. I want you to know this, that he reigns. God reigns. And he reigns forevermore. And he will take care of you. But you just got to trust him. If you're seeking him first, trust him. I trust God. Yes, with everything in us, we trust him. What you say about it? Come on, Carlos. Come on. Time is getting close that we have to get up off this radio station. Time is getting close. I got to leave this radio station. Listen, you may not understand why you're going through this. But God has a plan. Seek him first. He's going to bring you out. Trust him. He's going to bring you out. He's going to open up doors. God bless you, Evangelist Lynn. He's going to bring you out. He's going to make a way out of no way. Come on. Carly, you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Pick up that phone and say, Apostle, I trust God. Pray for me. Pray with me. You got 2 minutes, Carly. Who will be out of the 2 minutes? Who will be the first one? Carla, you got 2 minutes. Again, the phone number, error code 321-632-1000. God bless you. Again, we say happy birthday to Pastor Davis. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray that God bless it with many more. Nancy, happy birthday. God bless you. Hallelujah. Number again, please. Error code 321-632-1000. Error code 321-632-1000. That is the number. It's on the screen also. 1 minute, caller. You got 1 minute. 1 minute. Error code 321-632-1000. You got 1 minute. Call in and we'll pray with you and for you. Carla, you on the prayer line.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Bless you.
I would just like for you to pray with me, pray for me. I would die. The doctors diagnosed me with congestive heart failure. And they said I have stage 4 kidney failure. Just a couple of weeks when I was there for my cousin's funeral, they said, after I left the funeral, I ended up in the hospital. They said I had a stroke. And I don't want to be moved by what I see. I just know that I trust God in his plans. And I don't want to waver. I don't want to waver. I get a little scared. I'll be honest. I get a little scared because I see that the fluid has come to my body, but I need to be able to go and I guess you would say relieve myself so I can get all this fluid off my body because the medication is not working. But I know that God can.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna be in prayer. We're gonna go in prayer with you right quick, due to the time that's on the air. We're gonna go into prayer. Father, we thank you right now for this caller. Even now, Father, you omnipresent right with her. Even now, God, we speak to her body. We speak now, God, and we believe your word. We take it at your word. Father, you are a healer. Father, we thank you that the fluid will reduce itself, God. We thank you now that her body will come in line with your word, Father, according to what you have already spoken over her right now in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over this fear that's trying to grip her. And we speak now, God, that her faith will come alive, God. The more, Father, we thank you and we decree and we declare right now in Jesus' name. We believe God and we thank God in Jesus' name. Amen. Caller, where you calling us from?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, you're in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Well, Father, you're omnipresent right there. You're omnipresent right there with her. Lord, let the doctors be amazed at your handiwork, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
God bless
Amen.
You. Bless you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we thank God for you. Got two callers. That's it. I have 2 minutes left. Amen. I have 2 minutes left on this air. This is what I'm talking about. We believe God. We believe God. And we're going to get a good report back from this sister. Amen. We're going to get a good report back from her. I believe that she will call us back with a good report. Amen. We believe God and we take him at his word. Because why? We seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us. Healing is the children's bread. Amen. Healing is the children's bread. And that's what we live by. Praise our God. Listen, I want to thank all of you all has been on for Cypress Audience. I want to thank all of you all has called in. Amen. Thank God for you that tried to call in and whether perhaps, amen, or wanted to call in. Thank you, amen, for joining us with our radio broadcast today. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. There will be announcements coming on after I get off. So stay tuned. And I want to send you some of the services. Know this, that God can and God will. Again, let's be in prayer for the bereavement family. Let's be in prayer for Devin. Amen. As he goes through this time of bereavement of his father. Again, the homegoing service for Minister Paul will be tomorrow at Greater Faith Temple in Melbourne. Amen. Hallelujah. At 10 o'clock. Let's throw our family arms around this family and love on this family. Amen. Until Monday, same station, same time, 9 to 10. You stay with me, I'll stay with you. God bless you is our prayer. Have a good weekend.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.